My name is Terry Gallagher. I was assignments manager of British Movietone News. Movietone News produced a newsreel twice a week for distribution to cinemas around the country. It was a terribly interesting story to do. People all around the world were intrigued by the fact that the new cathedral had been built and that the old cathedral had been left virtually as it was after the bombing. There were various scenes inside the cathedral and outside that we were able to film prior to the dedication. If you had tried to do it on the day, we would not have been able to get into such positions. I'd had a rostrum built outside the entrance, which was about 15 or 20 feet high, to shoot the arrival of the Queen from the old cathedral into the new one. Inside, we had a camera at the back, enabled us to look down the congregation towards the high altar. We had a roving cameraman, and he was able to get shots of the Queen and other dignitaries while the service was going on. With one outside, there was five cameras. Tapestry, which was designed by Graham Sutherland, goes from almost the roof down to the ground behind the high altar. And because we sent the cameraman in when there was nobody else around, he was able to set up down the aisle until he was able to get the whole tapestry in a single shot. This also applied to the screen and also the stained glass, which could only really be shown in colour. A newsreel normally was sent out in those days in black and white. There were occasions when an event was regarded as being suitable for colour, but in those cases, the whole story would be covered in colour, something like a cup final, for example. I do believe that the dedication was on a Friday, which to some degree was the worst possible time for Movietone to have a story covered, because that was the day they had to make it up and finish it so that it could be handed over to the laboratories for copying and distributed around the country, where it would have been shown on the Sunday. I think if they had attempted to do it in colour, it might have delayed them doing it, but by this means, the way it was done is that the colour scenes were shot beforehand and they were already back at the studio. But it was unusual for a black and white news story to suddenly break into colour, and that must have been quite a surprise to the audience, and a pleasant surprise as well.